The change clarifies a 2020 state law that requires local boards of health to include members who are not elected officials, including tribal representatives. Vicki Lowe is with the American Indian Health Commission, a nonprofit that works with the state to promote wellness in Washington's Native communities. She says the previous language was not clear about who was responsible for appointing tribal representatives to health boards or how many seats were available.
I'm hoping going forward we can get more tribes on these local boards of health and the local relationship and working together to keep all of our community healthy and safe will happen.
Every county in the state has a local board of health that is tasked with enforcing health laws, controlling infectious diseases, and setting local policies. Of Washington's 29 federally recognized tribes, Lowe says so far about 15 have appointed someone to their local board. Ashley Bell is the tribal liaison for the Washington State Board of Health. She says the new law respects and affirms tribal sovereignty and makes sure that tribes are a part of public health conversations.
They are a part of the community and really have a direct impact on how community health happens.
The Washington Board of Health is in the first stages of the rulemaking process for the new law, which includes getting public feedback and consulting with the state's tribes and urban Indian health organizations. Bell says they are hoping to be done next July. I'm Isabel Charlet.